When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
This is Tailgate Tome, part of the Believe Podcast Network. If you love college sports and you like to have a little action on the games, then this is the place for you, because I'm your host, Stephen Gorgie, and I love both of those things too. And I'm back today to break down those two Final Four games we saw on Saturday. Purdue and UConn both win, and they continued their collision course to the national championship game that will take place on Monday. I'll break down those games. I'll dive into the championship game. We have one college basketball game left this season. Of course, I will give you my bet for that. But first, a reminder, you can find me across social media platforms at Gorg on Sports. That's where I post every single one of my picks. I also have a pinned tweet with us that links you to a Google Sheet with every college football and college basketball pick I have made this year. You can break it down a variety of ways, see what kind of bets I do well on, which bets I do better on than others. It has been an awesome football season, an awesome basketball season. I had a strong day on Saturday going 3-0. I hit Purdue -8.5. I hit UConn -11.5. And I hit Donovan Clingan over 15.5 points for the NCAA tournament. I am 16-13-1. I'm up 3.75 units. And for the college basketball season as a whole, I am up just over 7 units. After a great football season, it was an up-and-down basketball season, but we're finishing it on a strong note. And I thank you for listening to the podcast and following along with me. So let's get into those two games. And let's start with the early one, Purdue's 63-50 win over NC State. Purdue covers at 8.5 or 9-point spread, whatever it was when it closed. I got 8.5. I think it closed at 9. And the total goes way, way, way under. It was a total of 146. They end up scoring a combined 113 points as Purdue advances to the national championship game. My biggest takeaway from this game was that Purdue was able to win this game, and it wasn't even particularly close, without playing its best basketball, but while playing excellent defense. NC State had been outstanding offensively coming into this one. Over the course of their run through the ACC tournament and into the Final Four, they had been an excellent offensive team. No matter what way you want to slice it, you just want to look at raw numbers, they were averaging 79 points per game over the course of the postseason. you want to look at it on a per possession basis, they were scoring 1.13 points per possession. Well, what did Purdue do in this game? They held them to 50 points. They held them to 0.78 points per possession, and they completely neutralized DJ Burns. DJ Burns has been America's sweetheart. He's been the guy that everybody has loved, myself included. I've loved watching him play. I love the kind of passer he is in the post. They held him to just 8 points on 4 of 10 shooting. He did not take a single free throw, and he had 4 assists in the game. The Boilermakers were able to shut down DJ Burns, and the credit there has to go to Zach Edey. And Zach Edey, I thought, reminded the world last night why he is such an impactful player. Because even though he didn't have his best game, I would say far from his best game, where he turned the ball over a bunch of times, he had 5 turnovers in this game, he impacts the game in so many ways. He impacted it defensively, shutting down DJ Burns, somebody nobody has been able to really neutralize like Purdue did last night. And then he still puts up 20-point, 12-rebound performance. It's just that consistency from Zach Edey night in and night out. The way that he opens up space on the floor for everybody else. Purdue goes 10 of 25 from beyond the three-point line. That's exactly 40%. That's right around what they shoot on the season. They are an excellent three-point shooting team because Zach Edey opens up that space. And they, of course, you got to give credit to the guys who actually knocked down the shots, but Zach Edey leads to so much of that. So I thought the defensive performance was the most impressive thing from Purdue on Saturday night. Now, NC State did miss some open shots in this game. Don't get me wrong. There was some open looks that they missed in this one, but all in all, I was very impressed with the way Purdue performed defensively, and they needed to come up big on defense because their point guard, Braden Smith, he looked a little shaky at times. He turned the ball over 5 times. Edey, like I said, turned the ball over 5 times. They had 16 total turnovers in this game. That's a turnover percentage of 25%. Not very good. Now they made up for it with some excellent outside shooting, like I just referenced, with Zach Edey being Zach Edey and excellent defense. So Purdue, to me, they showed that even when they are not playing at their peak, they can still take down the hottest team or one of the hottest teams in the country in NC State. I hesitate to say the hottest because the team that they will meet, Purdue will meet in the national championship game, UConn, has to be considered the hottest team in the country right now. And UConn beats Alabama 86-72. They cover that 11.5-point or 12-point spread. I believe it closed at 12. And this one goes just under at 100. The total was 160.5 in this one. It goes just under. So two favorites win on Saturday night and 2 unders hit on Saturday night. And my big takeaway from this UConn victory is that Danny Hurley said something in the post game. He said, our identity is to be relentless. He said, they might not break you for 18 minutes or 25 minutes, but if they do what they know they can do, at some point, it becomes very hard for the opponent. And I thought that was so true in this game because there were times early in this game, when Alabama was 8 for 11 from beyond the arc and doing exactly what they needed to do to win this game. I was thinking, okay, Alabama is kind of sucking UConn into their game a little bit where it looks like it's going to be a three-point shooting contest. But lo and behold, as the game went on, UConn stayed true to its identity. They played through Donovan Clingan, their 7'2 big man, who had an excellent game. He goes over his point total, 15.5. He scores 18 in this game. That was big. They were able to rely on a freshman, Stephon Castle, who came out early and hit some big shots. And they, as they always do, ran their offense extremely efficiently. They put up 1.37 points per possession. They went 10 of 25 from beyond the arc in this one, just like Purdue did. That's a weird coincidence there. They both went 10 of 25 from beyond the arc. They got to the free throw line. They got to the free throw line 18 times. They knocked down their free throws, and they had five guys in double figures. Cam Spencer, Tristan Newton, Alex Karabin, Donovan Klingon, and Stefan Castle, all in double figures because they are just able to spread the ball out, and everybody on that team is capable of making big shots at big moments. And they wore Alabama down eventually with just their efficient, it's a ruthlessly efficient execution. When I watch UConn, I just see a team that knows who they are and executes so well as anybody in the country. Everything has a purpose. Everything is done fast. Everything is done intentionally. That's what I see when I watch UConn play, and that's exactly what they did last night. And I thought that quote from Danny Hurley about their identity is to be relentless, that they might not break you right away, but eventually they're going to wear you down. I thought that's what that game was all about last night. And, you know, with 12 minutes to go in the game, Grant Nelson made a shot to tie the game at 56. Well, what does UConn do? They score on six of the next eight possessions. They go up 69-61. The game never got closer than 8 points again. Alabama hit some big shots to keep it at that eight-point margin a few times, but it never got closer than eight. And ultimately, UConn comes away with the win. They will go to the national championship game for the second straight year. They win their 11th straight NCAA tournament game by double digits. The other thing that was so impressive to me about UConn last night was I talked after the Elite Eight about the way Alabama is the analytical dream. All threes, all shots at the rim. They only took a handful of mid-range jumpers against Clemson in that Elite Eight game. Well, they took 18. UConn forced them to take 18 last night. In fact, when you look at the box score, UConn's stats, UConn's box score looks a little bit more like a Alabama box score than even Alabama's does. They did a great job of forcing Alabama into some of the shots that they didn't want to take, taking that three-point line away. And especially in the second half there. So that was the other thing that stood out to me from UConn from last night. You know, both of these games were similar in a way to me where I felt like the favorite, it was teetering, right, throughout both of these games. Purdue would be up six, UConn would be up eight. It would feel like NC State and Alabama would have a fighting chance. But ultimately, the consistency of these two teams won out. They win by double digits, and they will meet two of the three best teams in the country all season long, will meet in the national championship game, and I think it's going to be a national title game.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
To remember. So what are we looking at for this national title game? Well, UConn's a 6.5-point favorite. The total is 145.5 points. As far as the money line goes, UConn is minus 275. That's the best odds I can find for UConn. That's on FanDuel. And Purdue, at last check, the best odds that I was able to find were plus 235. So just for some perspective, plus 235 correlates to about 30% chance of winning. It's an implied odds of 30% chance that UConn wins this game. A couple of the storylines that I'm looking forward to as I think about this game and I think about what it means in the grand scheme of things is, you know, from a UConn perspective, this could go down, I said it the other day, as one of the greatest teams of all time. It's certainly... it will go down as one of the greatest two-year stretches of all time if they can win back-to-back national titles. They'd be the first program to win back-to-back national titles since 06-07 Florida. And, you know, one of the differences to me between that Florida team and this UConn team is there was a lot more continuity between those two Florida teams, the 06 and 07 Florida teams, than there are between this year's UConn team and last year's UConn team. The 07 Florida team had a junior Corey Brewer, a junior Noah, a junior Al Horford, a junior Taryn Green, a senior Lee Humphrey. I mean, you think about those guys and some of the NBA careers they've had, you know, Joakim Noah, of course, I mean, I don't need to name them all again, but Joakim Noah had a great career. Al Horford had a great career. But you had guys on that team that were juniors and seniors who had won a national championship a year before. Of course, they lost a few guys, but they really brought back the core of that team because in 06, a lot of those guys were sophomores. Some of those guys were juniors, and they basically brought them all back for 07, and it was the same group for UConn. That's not the case. I mean, so coming into the year, if you've been listening to the show all year, one of my preseason bets was I bet Marquette to win the Big East. I just felt like you got to take a shot against UConn with all that they were losing coming off that national championship and how much they would have to replace. One of the things I always talk about is, you know, that motivational factor coming off a championship and how much do you really want it? They lose Adama Sanogo. They lose Jordan Hawkins. They lose Andre Jackson. And they bring back a couple guys. Tristan Newton, the point guard, comes back. Alex Caraban comes back. Donovan Klingon, who was in a reserve role last year, is asked to take on a more prominent role. But it's not the same as what Florida brought back year over year. And I think that would make these back-to-back titles even more impressive than what Florida did in 06-07. So you kind of have that on the line as this historical context here. Also thinking historically, if UConn wins this game, it would be their sixth title of all time. Their sixth title since 1999. Unbelievable. And they would tie North Carolina for the third most national titles of all time. They'd move ahead of Indiana and Duke, who they're currently tied with, and they would only trail UCLA, who has 11 titles, and Kentucky, who has 8 titles. To me, there is no doubt UConn is already a blue blood. But this would erase any doubt for anybody out there. UConn is a blue blood. UConn is one of the greatest college basketball programs of all time. You cannot argue with a program that already has more titles than Kansas, by the way, is tied with Indiana and Duke, and if they win tomorrow, would move ahead of Indiana and Duke and be tied with North Carolina. That is the bluest of blue blood. To think about this, to anybody, so incoming freshmen in the class of 2024, let's see, what year were most of them born? 2006, I guess. 2006 would probably be the most common year athletes in that class would be born. They have never seen Indiana win a national title. Hell, if they were born in 2006, the one Kentucky title they have seen in their life is when they were 6 years old. They may or may not have even been aware of college basketball at the time, but they have seen UConn win title after title after title. UConn would move into elite category by winning its sixth national title. And then to kind of go back to the present day a little bit more, I think back-to-back national titles would solidify Dan Hurley as the coach to beat. He would be the guy in the country right now. UConn would be the team. I have talked earlier this year about Dan Hurley potentially starting a Mike Krzyzewski-like run where they are the team everybody hates. They are the villain of college basketball. They are extraordinarily successful. And much like Duke and Coach K's back-to-back titles in 91 and 92, this could be a jumping-off point for 30 years of Dan Hurley being a part of our college basketball lives, of Dan Hurley constantly being on your TV. This would solidify him as the guy. It would solidify UConn as the current program. And in this era we're in right now, where there's so much in flux, where Coach K has retired, where Roy Williams has retired, where Jim Boeheim has retired, where Tom Izzo has to be coming close to the end of his coaching career, where there's been so much turnover, Dan Hurley has a chance to take the reins of the college basketball world and say, hey, I am the next great coach. We thought it might be Tony Bennett, especially following that 2019 national championship. Well, Virginia doesn't look anywhere near the national title winning team that they were in 2019. We said, hey, it could be Mark Few. Nobody's been more consistent than Gonzaga over the past 10 years. And I stand by that. I think they're still the most consistent program. That streak of nine straight Sweet 16s is one of the most unbelievable stats I've ever seen, ever heard. I think it's a testament to what he's done there. But you know what? He hasn't been able to win a national title. He's been close. They haven't done it. Dan Hurley could win back-to-back. If UConn wins on Monday night, Dan Hurley is the coach that everybody wants to beat in college basketball. UConn is the program of the moment. It's a huge chance for Hurley. It's a huge chance for UConn. I mean, if Dan Hurley wins back-to-back national titles, you can pencil him in. You can pen him in as a college basketball Hall of Famer, as a basketball Hall of Famer. Dan Hurley has a chance to essentially punch his Hall of Fame ticket with a win on Monday night. Now, as far as the Purdue perspective, look, there's nothing bigger than a program trying to win its first ever national title, especially a program that has the history of Purdue, a program that resides in the state of Indiana like Purdue does. They've been chasing Indiana for years. They've been chasing a national title for years. They have been, since Matt Painter has gotten there, the far superior program to Indiana, and now they have a chance to punctuate it with a title. You know, in a lot of ways, it actually reminds me a lot of Maryland's 2002 title run. They're coached by an alum. Gary Williams was a Maryland alum. Matt Painter is a Purdue alum. They are chasing this elusive national title. They feel like they have this great college basketball history, and they do, but it's eclipsed by some of the other bigger names, more powerful programs in their conference. It's eclipsed by Indiana, who's their in-state rival. It's eclipsed by Michigan State, who Tom Izzo had go into the Final Four basically every three, four, 5 years for most of his career there. Maryland was always chasing that with Duke and North Carolina. They were the blue bloods. They were the big names. Maryland was kind of forgotten. And then Maryland got over the hump with an alum head coach with the best player, arguably, in school history. I would say Juan Dixon is the best player in school history. You'll hear arguments from some, but I think Juan Dixon is the best player in Maryland history. And Zach Edey appears like he is the best player in Purdue history. I actually see a lot of parallels here. And there is nothing more special than a fan base getting to taste that sweet nectar for the first time, especially with the trials and tribulations that Purdue went through last year, losing to Fairleigh Dickinson in the first round. Similarly, Maryland, the year before, Maryland went to a Final Four in 2001, the school's first ever Final Four, but that season was a roller coaster ride. They had the 54-second meltdown against Duke where they blew a 10-point lead in the last 54 seconds, and the season went into a tailspin from there. They recovered, they get things together, they make the tournament, they nearly lose in the first round to George Mason, but they get by that game, they go on this run, they get to the Final Four, they're up big on Duke at halftime, and they blow a 20-something point lead. I believe to this day, it's still the biggest blown lead in Final Four history, and that was devastating for Maryland to do that against Duke of all schools. And they came back the next year, and they won that national title. I see a lot of parallels between this Purdue team and that 2002 Maryland team. And there's nothing in sports like a team trying to get over the hump, trying to win their first title. What that fan base is going to feel on Monday night is going to be extraordinary, and especially if they can get the job done. And now this isn't quite as important as Purdue going for its first title, but there's something else at play here. Purdue would become the first team to win a national title as a member of the Big Ten since Michigan State in 2000. Now, of course, we've been talking about Maryland. Maryland's a current member of the Big Ten. They won a title in 2002, but they were a member of the ACC at the time. No Big Ten, no school has won a national title while playing as a Big Ten member since Michigan State 24 years ago. And, you know, Big Ten fan bases are not like the SEC, where the first thing they're going to do is chant Big Ten, Big Ten, Big Ten if Purdue wins this game. Like, I don't think that's going to be the first thing, second thing, or even the 10th thing to cross Purdue's mind. But I think for a lot of fans out there in Big Ten country, I think it's going to be a validation of the Big Ten's style of play. We've been told for a long time, every March, people point and laugh and say, hey, the Big Ten, you know, it's all fun and games in January and February, but they choke every March. It's kind of been made, if you're a Big Ten fan, to feel like you're watching an inferior style of basketball, like your teams are a cute little side project that's, you know, relevant. But once you get to that adult table, it's like, okay, go take your dinner and run along now, kids. You don't belong here. And I think that would be validation for a lot of Big Ten fans that, hey, this league can win national titles. You can win a national title coming out of this league. I think it would be validation that the style of play in the Big Ten, which is a little slower paced, which is big man driven, can still work on the biggest stage. It would certainly be validation for Zach Edey that, I don't think Zach needs a ton more validation, but he's a two-time National Player of the Year. But again, it would be validation that you can take a guy who is 7'4", who they developed the hell out of over 4 years, who he worked unbelievably hard to develop as a player, that somebody like that can win a national title, can be your best player. It would be validation for Matt Painter, and this kind of goes back to the Big Ten style of play thing, that you can win by playing through a big man, that you can win with great defense. Because Matt Painter has always been about defense. Now, he's had some very good offenses. They've had good guards. Carson Edwards comes to mind. They've been close. They've been to Elite Eights. They've been to Sweet 16s. But Matt Painter has always had good big men. Now with Zach Edey, it was Isaac Haas, can't remember his first name, but Harms was another 7-footer they've had. They've always, Travion Williams, a couple years ago, they have always had good big men, and they have typically been good defensive teams. And I think it will be validation for the Big Ten, for the Big Ten style of play. I've never felt this like SEC-like connection, whether it be in the ACC when Maryland was a member there or in the Big Ten now, where it's like, I have so much pride in this conference, I'm going to root for them at all costs. No, I've always been like, these are the teams that I want Maryland to beat. I'm not going to root for them. But I think this would, for many Big Ten fans, provide a sense of validation for the league. So let's get into the actual game. What is the path to victory? This is what I did for these final four games. I'm going to do the same thing here. Let's start with Purdue. What is Purdue's path to victory and getting that elusive first ever national championship? I think one very clear path for them is if Zach Edey can get Donovan Klingon in foul trouble and limit his minutes. And then UConn will certainly struggle to guard Edey, because I don't know that there's anybody else on this UConn roster that's going to be able to effectively defend Zach Edey. Donovan Klingon has a chance. He's a really good defender. He's 7'2". He's an excellent player. Zach Edey has been effective against a lot of excellent players. But if he is not on the court, they're going to have trouble. They're going to have trouble with Zach Edey. They're going to certainly have to double. And that's the whole game plan for Purdue, is either Edie's going to eat or you're going to have to double him and he's going to pass out of it and our shooters are going to make you pay, because they are an excellent three-point shooting team, as we saw on Saturday night, as we've seen all season long. The other thing here, the other path to victory for Purdue, is that, you know, it's all about Zach Edey. That Zach Edey alters what UConn wants to do with the rim, where he is making plays at the rim and making it hard for them. This game, to me, Purdue's path comes down to Zach Edey, because there's also this chance that, yeah, Klingon, again, is very good. He's 7'2", but Zach Edey is the best player in the country. What if Donovan Klingon, even if he stays on the court, can't effectively enough defend Zach Edey without having to double? That's where things are going to open up for Purdue. Zach Edey is the best player in the country. Zach Edey is going to be the best player on the court on Monday night. The thing is, UConn might have the next three best players on the court. This game is all going to come down to Zach Edey. If Donovan Klingon can effectively defend Zach Edey one-on-one, make life difficult for him, Purdue is going to have a very, very long night. I would say the one other X factor for Purdue here is, I think Braden Smith is a huge X factor. Their point guard, he needs to play with a little bit more composure than he did on Saturday. He had some uncharacteristic mistakes. They turned the ball over a little bit. And Matt Painter said in his post-game presser that when Purdue has 13 or less turnovers, they are 27-0. That is their magic number. Now, they can win when they turn the ball over a little bit more. But if they can limit themselves to 13 turnovers or less, so far this season, they haven't lost. They had 16 against NC State on Saturday. So that's the thing. You know, UConn, when you think about UConn, it's not like they're a team that's constantly turning other teams over. That's not necessarily their style of play. That's just not how they play. They're a good defensive team, but it's not like they're one of these teams that's just turning teams over constantly. So I think that bodes well for Purdue in that way, because they can't turn the ball over. So for Purdue, they either need Edey to get Klingon in foul trouble, they just need Edey to be the best player on the court, both on the offensive side and defensive side, and take it right at Klingon and, you know, prove that he's the best player on the court, he's the best big on the court, and he needs to make it hard on UConn defensively at the rim. And they need Braden Smith to play like the player that he's been, the all Big Ten player that he's been all season long. They need him to be a little more composed than he was on Saturday. I think he has it in him. I really think he does. He made a big three at the end of that game. So despite, it's not like he had this awful game, despite having some mistakes, he had a couple kind of, I wouldn't say unforced, but you know, uncharacteristic turnovers where he had two backcourt violations in that game. NC State was putting a little pressure on them, but it wasn't what you've come to expect from Braden Smith over the course of this season. He was still able to step up and make a big shot. I think they can get more from him on Saturday night. Now, UConn, they have more paths to victory here. Again, going position by position, I would probably give UConn the nod at every spot except Edie versus Klingon. Edie is the best player on the court to me, but UConn probably has the next three. UConn probably has the next three best players on the court in Klingon, Tristan Newton, and Cam Spencer. So it gives UConn more opportunities, more ways that they can win this game. And that's what's made UConn so effective all year long, is they can win a game in a million different ways. I think, again, it comes back to Zach Edey here. Can Klingon effectively limit Edey with a limited amount of help? Because if that's the case, UConn is going to shut down everybody else. I don't know if Edey is not having his A game, if Klingon is able to limit him, I don't know what else Purdue does. I don't know who else on this team is going to create his own shot. And that's going to be a huge challenge for Purdue. They need Edey to eat. So if Klingon can limit him playing one-on-one, or limit him guarding him one-on-one, that is going to be a huge key for UConn in this game. The other thing is, you know, can UConn's guards make life difficult for Purdue? Can they put a little more pressure on him? It's not necessarily the style they always want to play, but they can do it. I also think for UConn, you know, can they beat Purdue's guards? Can their guards beat Purdue's guards defensively and make Zach Edey have to step up and challenge shots at the rim? Maybe they find some easy dump-offs. Maybe they pick up some fouls on Edey. So when I look at this game, I just see more paths to victory here for UConn. I understand why they're the favorite. They're a 6.5-point favorite in this game. They're minus 275 on the money line. And when you look at the KenPom projections, it's UConn 75 to 72. Look at the Torvik projection. It's UConn 73 to 71. And those are numbers that take into account the whole season. When you look at the Torvik numbers just since February 19th, it becomes 74-69. When you look at the postseason only, the Torvik projection is UConn 70 to 64. And that's where that 6.5 number is coming from. It's how UConn has played recently. It's this tear that they are on. Over the course of the whole season, this game would be more like a 2-point game, 3-point game, 2.5, 3-point spread when you take into account everything. But this run UConn is on has been unreal, and that's why you're seeing this little bit of a higher number. So I mentioned it earlier, plus 235 on the money line for Purdue. That correlates to like a 30% chance of them winning the game, 29.9 to be exact. The bet that I am making on this game is Purdue moneyline. I'm going one unit Purdue moneyline. Now, unfortunately, I got it a little bit lower odds, but plus 225. That correlates to a basically 31% chance of them winning. I just think it's higher. I think even though UConn has more ways they can win, Purdue has the best player on the court in Zach Edey. And I think it's more likely that 40% of the time or 42% of the time, or even if you're saying it's only 38% of the time, Zach Edey is going to do enough as the National Player of the Year to carry his team to a victory. He's going to suck in that defense. He's going to take it to Klingon one-on-one. He's going to suck in that defense. He's going to hit these shooters. And Mason Gillis and Fletcher Loyer and Braden Smith and Lance Jones, they're going to knock down threes because they're all good shooters. This is the second best three-point shooting team in the country. They shoot almost 41% from outside the arc. I just think that happens more than 31% of the time. If they play this game 100 times, I think Purdue wins closer to 40%, 40 of those games, than they do 31 of these games. There are more paths for UConn to win, but I just think the way that this is priced right now, I like Purdue moneyline. The reason I'm not taking Purdue on the spread, not taking the plus 6.5, is because I think if UConn does win, there's a good chance it's a double-digit win. But I just think you play this game 100 times, Purdue wins it more than 31. I think they win it 35, 37, 38, 40, 42 times. I think that there's a bit of a misconception right now that UConn is head and shoulders above everybody else in the country. Well, I think UConn and Purdue are a little bit closer. I think it's more UConn and Purdue are head and shoulders that much better than everybody else in the country. I think UConn's better. I think they deserve to be favored. I think I understand why the line is the way that it is, but I think these two teams are much like Baylor and Gonzaga in 2021, where they were 1-2 all year. These two teams have been on a collision course, and Houston was there. They didn't make it. They had some bad luck. But UConn and Purdue all tournament long have looked like they have been on a collision course. I think Purdue is a lot closer to UConn than either of these teams are to Alabama or even North Carolina, who lost in the Sweet 16, or even Tennessee, who Purdue beat in the Elite Eight. I think these two are the cream of the crop. I said going into the Final Four, it felt like a college football playoff weekend where there are two teams that are so clearly better than the other two teams. And I still feel that way. I feel like UConn is the better team, but I feel like they are more closely matched than they are getting credit for right now. And with the odds the way that they are, I'm sticking with this bet. Purdue, plus 225 on the money line. It's now up to plus 235. I think that is at, where is that one? That plus 235. Plus 235 on DraftKings right now. That's the best odds you can get on Purdue. Now, I do have one other bet that's a future that I made a couple of weeks ago. I made it before the Sweet 16 on Tristan Newton, 11-1 to win Final Four Most Outstanding Player at half a unit. So I'll be, of course, riding with that as well. Purdue's a little bit of a hedge on that. I think Newton has a great chance to still win that award. He had a good game. He had a good game in the semifinal. He had put up some big assist numbers. I think he had 9 assists in that game. He's one of the guys that were in double-digit scoring. But like I said, they had 5 guys in double-digit scoring. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, Klingon has a great chance to win that award if he shuts down Zach Edey. I don't see him putting up huge offensive numbers against Edey, so I still like Tristan Newton's chances to win Most Outstanding Player as the guy who's the point guard on the potential national champion. If they win that game, I like where I'm sitting at 11-1. I'm willing to roll the dice with that. So those are my two bets. I'm riding with my Tristan Newton future back from March 27th, 11-1 to win Final Four Most Outstanding Player. And I am going to bet a unit on Purdue, or I have already bet a unit on Purdue, plus 225 on the money line to upset UConn on Monday night. Despite UConn being the better team, I think the way that it is priced, Purdue is closer to UConn than they are getting credit for right now. I think they would win closer to 35, 36, 37, 38, 40% of the time than the 31% of the time it is priced at right now. Enjoy the national championship game, everybody. It should be a fun one. I can't wait for it, and I can't wait to break it all down following that game. Until next time, keep the grill hot and the cooler cold.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.